Well, they used a little whip, but you mean what they say or what they do?
What did they say?
Giddy up, I guess.
Okay. What was?
The British dropped their R's.
Yeah.
And I think sometime they dropped their G's.
Yeah.
And I think they dropped their H's a lot too.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be such.
And they're supposed to be authorities.
Yeah.
And now the Queen herself, she has this high tenth voice. I think Carol Burnett knows how to.
Yeah.
And but now Frost. You know, he's in about being Nixon now.
Yeah.
I like to hear him talk.
Yeah, I like to hear him talk, too. Mm-hmm. He has a pleasant voice.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw the funniest thing on TV the other day. I guess it wasn't funny to them, but I thought it was funny. But, you know, when the Queen had her, Silver Jubilee or something,
yes,
and she addressed both houses of Parliament, and they all got together, and she gave this little speech, and then this is on NBC News, you know, and then they showed this little guy up at the front with his wig and his black robe,
mm-hmm.
and he said that they were going to give the traditional salute to the Queen,
mm-hmm.
and he held up this little white card, and he went, hip, 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 and all these guys out there went, hooray, and they all held up these little white cards. It was all very dignified, you know, and he did it again, he went, hip, 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 and they all went, hooray.
I still think that's all superfluous, but they sure live for it, don't they?
Yeah, they love it.
And they're just
crazy.
Practically broke.
Yeah, that's true.
And everybody loves English and England, and I know it's a seat of learning and all that. But I don't know. All of that. Those people doing without, and you know, and then all that show and all that, the royalty and the money that they're spending, and I just don't see how it can last. And our president can go over there and interview those people in England, and they just treat us royally, and they just go a little bit too far, because they always end up borrowing money from the United States.
Yeah.
And that's something. But like my son, when he was in the Navy, he said I'm supposed to be fighting Germany. But he says, in a way, I've got more respect for them than I have the English. Said it's always His Majesty's boat, ship, or it's always His Majesty or something. And he says, there we are over there helping them. And said, if we went into their home, we'd have to probably go through the servants' entrance.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's the part I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are strong on that royalty, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, kind of snobby, it seems like to me.
Uh-huh. And that just one family just rule the whole country. I just can't see it. I'm anxious to see that boy, though, go in as king.
Yeah.
I don't see how it can hold up much longer, but I would like to see him serve as king, and I don't know why she doesn't pass that on to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He seems such a fine person.
Uh-huh. She may do it.
I hope she does.
Maybe she's going to wait a while or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I want him to marry, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're waiting for.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what I want to see is I want to see the coronation on TV or something. You know,
uh-huh.
I just think that would be really neat.
Yeah.
Because I saw the... I saw Princess Anne's wedding on TV,
mm-hmm.
and I heard John Chancellor or somebody on the news say that, you know, the British complained about how much money they spent on that kind of thing and so on,
mm-hmm.
and he said,